V'haTorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona devarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hannah Cohen from Silver Spring, Maryland, and today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through Halomed al Minas Lelamed, one who learns in order to teach. So I'll tell you what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to talk about this davar, this thing, and how it's related to Kinyan Torah, to acquiring Torah at large. But actually what's going to happen is that instead, we'll pretend to do that for around a minute or so, and then I'm going to take a little bit of a risk, and we're going to go meta and personal. And we're going to do it all in 5 minutes, so let's go. Halomed al Minas Lelamed, someone who learns in order to teach. So a little bit of context, the Pirkei Kinyan Torah is found in Pirkei Avos, the sixth perek, the fifth Mishnah. But all the way back in the fifth Mishnah of the fourth perek, we have a Mishnah that features Halomed al Minas Lelamed, one who learns in order to teach and one who learns in order to do. So let me read it to you there. Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yossi Omer, Halomed al Minas Lelamed, someone who learns in order to teach, must speak in biyado lilmod lelamed. Basically, Hashem helps him to learn and to teach. V'halomed al Minas la'asos, but one who learns in order to do, maspikin biyado, it's given over in his hands, lilmod ulalamed, to learn and to teach, lishmor vilasos, to guard and to do. Rav Hirsch calls out a phenomenon that most of us are familiar with from our daily lives, which is that when you learn in order to teach, the quality of learning is improved, right? It's basically a quote-unquote study hack that many of us have used in our regular studies of secular material in addition to Torah. Here's Rav Hirsch on it. The intention to pass on by means of instruction that which one has learned is itself conducive to study. For one who studies for this purpose is compelled to delve more thoroughly into the material and to seek greater clarity of thought. And then he goes on to explain the second half of the Mishnah. But the supreme purpose of learning Torah is to translate the teaching of the Word of God into practical deeds and loyal fulfillment thereof. And this is actually incredibly important, and I hope that you have been waiting at the edge of your seat for me to just call a spade here. Because the most important word in Rav Hirsch's whole Peirush is probably the word but. The contrast between one who learns in order to teach and one who learns in order to do. And it's incredibly clear from this Mishnah that the preference is to learn in order to do. But our topic for today is someone who learns in order to teach. But again, calling a spade, learning in order to teach seems to be a second-class citizen. In fact, of all the Pirkei Kinyan Torah, Halomed al Minas Lelamed seems to be the only second-class citizen featured. So we're going to deal with that. We're just not going to deal with that yet, because instead, first, we're going to talk about another question that I hope and wonder whether or not it came to your mind, which is that strangely, this Mishnah has two categories, but really feels like it's missing a third. It has one who learns in order to teach and one who learns in order to do. But what about one who learns in order to learn? Isn't someone who learns in order to learn actually the highest level? Isn't that sort of what we're all supposed to be aiming at? Just to learn Torah because we love learning Torah and for no ulterior motives in the external world at all? Medrash Shmuel is the one who first calls out this question and gives an incredible answer. And his incredible answer is, no, actually, you're all wrong. The assumption behind this Mishnah is a rank order in which Halomed al Minas Lelamed, someone who learns in order to learn, is the last. It's the bottom rung of the ladder. You think that Halomed al Minas Lelamed is a second-class citizen? Well, Halomed al Minas Lelamed, someone who learns only in order to learn, is actually a third-class citizen. That's the lowest the rank order goes. So like I said I would, I'm going to take a risk and be a little bit personal here. You're probably wondering why I chose this one of the 48 Pirkei Kinyan Torah, and it isn't because I signed up last and this is the only one that was left. I actually signed up first, and this is the one that I wanted, and it's for this reason. I chose this one because this one best describes the way that I access Torah. And I've felt a lot of guilt over the years that I'm not a Lomed al Minas Lelamed, that I'm not someone who learns only in order to learn. And interestingly, incredibly, one of the most important things that Medrash Shmuel does for us on this Mishnah is show us that that's actually not the highest level, and we're often taught that it is. A higher level is when our Torah learning is actually a response from within us to a call to us from the outside world. But I've also spent time feeling guilty about not being a Lomed al Minas Lelamed, someone who learns in order to do, because you're going to learn tomorrow in a very compelling way, I'm sure, how beautiful that really is. But it's also still true that that doesn't work for me. That's still not how I access Torah. And I think that while learning together these 48 ways that each of us could access Torah, it's really important to listen in two ways. One way that we're listening is that I'm sure we are learning so many beautiful, deep perspectives on the ways that we could acquire Torah in our daily lives, but we also could be listening in a different kind of way, which is, which one of these is me? We all already have an access point, and it could be the ideal access point, and it might not be the ideal access point. My access point is as a second class citizen, but I'm proud of it because that is the way that I'm able to be Kona Torah, that I'm able to acquire Torah. And I hope that each of us, while we're going through this process of learning 48 different ways that we, in theory, could acquire Torah, what we're also listening to is, which one actually works for me? Which one is mine already? And the more that we could own that and be proud of that, the more Torah will learn and the more Torah will share. I hope we can all get there together. Thank you for learning together.